Veterans have many character traits. Some are obvious ones, like being brave, committed, humble in recognition. Some are quiet of battle stories and their scars. But in conversations with family members and friends who are veterans, I have found a common comment shared nearly by all of them. And that is their deep, genuine concern for those who never came home. And their deep, genuine concern for those who are currently laying it on the line, our active duty persons. So today we say thank you to our veterans, yet all the while it is often our veterans who exercise a greater love by pointing the attention away from themselves. It is the veterans who affirm lives by saying, don't forget about the sacrifice. Don't forget to pray for our service men and women. So our gratitude brings us to be mindful of the sacrifice as we appreciate what it means for someone to lay down their life for us. In the play and movie, A Few Good Men, three Navy officers are called to represent two Marines who are on trial. The two Marines stationed at the Cuban Guantanamo Bay fortress are facing a court-martial for the death of another Marine. They need representation. But there is an exchange between these two lawyers, Lieutenant Calloway, Demi Moore, and Lieutenant Weinberg, played by Kevin Pollak.
Why do you like them so much?
Because they stand on a wall and they say nothing's gonna hurt you tonight. Not on my watch.
You know, the movie's known for another famous line, but I think that's the best line in this movie. Some of you in this very room did the same. Some manned the rail. Some paced the tarmac. Some stood on a wall at a gate or nestled in a trench. Some of you did that and whispered to all of us, nothing is going to happen to you, not on my watch. How affirming it is knowing that many people have whispered this and are saying it now, even as we sit here in this peaceful sanctuary. How affirming it is when one, at the impulse of danger, will guard another's life. A police officer, a firefighter, a teacher, a parent. Have we not seen all these put themselves before others in sacrificial ways? Is it not a sacrificial love that affirms when a family member cares for a special needs child or sibling into their adult life? Sacrificial love is that which affirms and preserves life. How affirming it is when one single life, once and for all, was ultimately given to preserve each one of our lives. As no one has greater love than this, than to lay down his life for us. Nothing has nor will ever top that ultimate sacrifice, and yet this verse of sacrificially laying down one's life also lies in the midst of verses that lay down something else. The command to love. Sacrifice is embedded in the command to love. Jesus is saying that the command to love binds us to laying down our lives for our friends. But sacrificial love, laying down your life, doesn't mean that your life must end. Jesus is not calling us to non-existence, but to abundant whole lives. A few chapters before this, no one has greater love than this, and the command to love verses, Jesus also says that I come so that you may have life and have it abundantly. Christ calls us to live abundantly to the full measure. When we spiritually lay down our lives, it is life-giving to others, affirming to others. Today, on this 100th anniversary of Veterans Day, we affirm lives when we pause to honor and appreciate those in our midst for serving us through military service. But let us celebrate the life-giving command to love in these affirming ways. We affirm life when our young people live the command to love, sending a video singing a favorite song for a beloved summer camp counselor who just welcomed a baby into the world. This happened last week. I mean, I don't know how about you, but how affirming would it be to name your newborn son Elijah and then have a summer's worth of campers from Salem UMC sing Days of Elijah on a video through social media. I'll tell you, I would have just bawled if that happened to me. I would have just cried. How affirming that love would be to receive that. We affirm life when we live the command to love and share time out of one room at a motel with food and fellowship and strangers who become friends. We affirm life when we broaden who we mean when we say, love one another. May love, sacrificial love, not only lift up and affirm others in the here and now, but may love, sacrificial love, come through what we can do to preserve life beyond our own life, beyond the here and now. We preserve life in the command to love when we remember and celebrate those Salem saints of the past who led with the command to love to grow the kingdom in this community. We preserve life when we remember them, because then we're teaching our younger people to remember us. We preserve life in the command to love when we read the Holy Scriptures and teach stories of Jesus to our children. We preserve life in the command to love when we send someone a timely text message or make a timely phone call. Let me explain. A couple in the congregation recently shared with me how they were talking about a friend of theirs who was going through a difficult time. As they were both concerned for their friend, one sends to another, send him a text. Send him a message. Tell this person you're thinking about them now and you're hoping everything is okay. Message sent, prayers said. A couple weeks later, a couple finds out that this troubled friend, upon receiving their message weeks ago, was at the darkest moment of their life, considering to end their life. But love, affirming love, stopped the power of darkness. By following the command to love, we have no idea how far God preserves life. It is the kind of love that requires something of us. The kind of love that requires being committed to each other. The best way to overcome the darkness of depression is through the command of love. The best way to overcome the devastation of mud-soaked, wind-torn lives in a national disaster is through the command of love. The best way to rise above national conflict and divisiveness is through the command of love. Christ calls us to a greater love, and by this sacrificial love, we affirm and preserve life. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Christ says, "You are my friends if you do what I command." May we affirm and preserve life with sacrificial love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our Master and friend, thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for making the friendship of your love open to us and to all. You have already signed us on. You are already abiding in us, but help us, Lord, to return that abiding, that loving to you. Lead us from this place, that we may be recognized to the world as your disciples. Send us out as your followers, taught by your life and your cross, to love one another, to first sign on with you in all that we do. In your holy and precious name, amen.